This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Please take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laugh-In Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation! Welcome to another special episode of Laugh-In Theater. It's one of our Laugh-In Isolation Theaters. I'm Andy Atherton, your host, and usually these are group watches, but you know what? It's a group of two tonight. We're not going to call this his official debut, but let's welcome Sean Kidd into the theater to watch a very funny movie. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you tonight, Andy?
I'm great. How are you holding up with this whole... Are you happy to not be on the road right now?
Yeah, I'm happy to be home. I don't know if my wife is, but and my kids are. I mean, yeah, but I'm happy to be home, but I don't know about the rest of my family.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm stuck at home, and yeah. I love my children. I love my animals, but I've had a 90-pound, yellow lab attached to me at the hip since this thing had started. So,
I've been home a lot. I mean, I've been doing a lot of conference calls and things, but I don't think my wife. I mean, I've been traveling for 15 years, so now I'm home like every day versus usually 2 days a week. So it's kind of a culture shock for both of us. But so far, so good.
Yeah. And one thing we've all been doing a lot of is watching movies. And tonight we're going to watch a really funny movie, a movie that, you know, maybe it's a little too old for some people. I don't know.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, not telltale tales at a skewl, as some other people would say. This is like attempt number 3 or 4 on this one. But we're watching, let me just grab up so I make sure I get the year and everything correct. This is 1984's Police Academy, the original of the start of the whole Police Academy series. Now, this is on Netflix. Sean and I are both watching it the same way. And you know what? We're just going to jump right into the movie. We'll save the banter and chit-chat for when Sean officially debuts on Laugh-In Theater. So, Sean, are you all queued up on Netflix?
I am ready to go.
I am ready to go at zero counter. Ready? On my count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. All right. We have the tree logo thing coming up with the Police Academy theme playing.
I haven't seen this logo in a while.
I'm trying to remember what company this was. The Ladd Company. Oh, my God.
Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah,
Warner Brothers Communications Company. Oh, God. Now, we were both too young to see us in the theater. You didn't see us in the theater, did you?
I did. I was 11 years old, and this true story. First rated R movie I ever saw in a movie theater.
Oh, my God. I think mine was The Wildlife, I think.
Yeah, it was this one.
Yeah, so we see some text on the screen. There's a new mayor, and she's basically getting rid of all standards to become a police officer and enter the academy.
Yeah, basically anybody can go in and be a police officer at this point.
Yeah, to marry your height, weight, creed, race,
drugs,
gender, doesn't,
alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I saw this on HBO, I think, the first time. This is our glimpse of our first person that joins the Academy. The great David Graff.
Yes, who is no longer with us, I believe.
No, he passed away a number of years ago. He's working as a security guard. You know what's funny is... my first job in television, I was working for the Outdoor Life Network, and I worked on the, we covered the FIS, which is the skiing federation, whatever it's called, Federation International du Ski, it's called. And anyway, so I worked with this producer, I was a PA on the Women's Alpine, and one day I'm in the edit room, and I found remember those old electronic phone books people used to have?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out who it is. Like, they'll say, oh, maybe let's look for the number that says home and we'll call it. I'm going through it. I find Peekaboo Street, personal unlisted number, and I find David Graff. I'm like, Tackleberry?
Wow.
And I figured out it's the producer I work with. It is. And I'm like, Eric, you're friends with Tackleberry? He goes, yeah, I've known David for years. I'm like, okay.
Cackleberry is a highlight of these films for sure.
Yes, he's awesome. Probably, yeah, probably if you poll people, I think Tackleberry's up there with favorite character.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Hightower is up there too.
Yeah. I don't know. Does Tackleberry stay all the way through the end of the series?
I don't think so. How many? I think there's like, what, six movies? I think the last one.
Yeah, six or seven.
Something. Yeah.
It's a City Under Siege, I think. Well, there was.
Yeah. No, they went to Moscow. I don't know what the name of that one was when they went to Russia.
Yeah.
But I think Gutenberg bailed before anybody did after he got a little bit famous.
Yeah, Gutenberg bailed before Miami Beach.
Yes.
So I think Gutenberg bailed after four.
Yep.
So here's a Tackleberry.
So Tackleberry's kind of a Rambo kind of. He's always aching to shoot his gun.
Yeah.
Like he is right now. Yeah. In the office building.
He just opens fire.
He had a good luck Tackleberry retiring. He's going to the police academy, and he just shot at all these old people.
You guys. Surprise.
All right, so this is Mahoney, Steve Gutenberg.
Mm-hmm.
He's really a dick. Yeah. Sarcastic kind of asshole in this movie.
This guy's kind of an asshole.
This guy's a big asshole.
But yeah, find a space, dickhead. Manager. Dickhead. Butt breath. Is that a wig? Yeah, this is like early Gutenberg. I don't even think Cocoon has come out yet.
No. Uh-uh. This is I think Cocoon came out, what, 85?
Yeah. Mahoney parked this car. After this asshole knows the guy who runs the parking lot.
This guy's suit jacket is definitely in the 80s realm.
It's a nice that though.
Yes.
Yeah, like we could do that. Who puts it up on two wheels? Was that a Firebird? That's a Firebird, actually. Holy shit, Jesus. Trans Am, that's it. Firebird Trans Am.
Well, that's a quite famous car back in the 80s.
Yeah. And he gets it between two cars, sideways. Oh, Leslie Barbara. Oh, God. Remember those photo places?
Yes. My parents used to go to those places to get all their film developed.
Now, who are these guys? They're like Irish mob or something? Like, what's happening?
No, they're just a bunch of assholes. I think they're like guys that used to pick on in high school.
Probably.
Now they're picking on the fat guy in the photo booth.
That's actually shaped like a camera.
Yes.
And the one guy that looks like Peter Brady. This guy's been in a bunch of stuff, too. Donovan Scott, I think his name is.
Yeah, he was in a lot of early 80s movies.
Yeah, he was Castor Oil in the Popeye
movie. Yes, yes. Another great 80s movie that nobody will watch because they're too young, except for you and I.
Scott or D'Amato.
Or Scott or D'Amato, yes.
Can you imagine D'Amato watching Popeye? Hey, look at him. He's olive oil wants the Popeye Schwanz.
That would probably be a very entertaining live watch.
Anything with Johnny's entertaining.
Yes.
Mark my words.
All right, so he got it. So Steve Gutenberg got arrested for parking a Trans Am sideways.
Sit over there, Mahoney. They know him by name as soon as he walks in.
There's Michael Winslow, the human beatbox. Yeah. He ran this gimmick into the ground for many years.
I'll show you. God damn it, stop that. Oh, not you, sir. Yeah, he was in Spaceballs and other things.
Yep.
you know, appearing on stupid TV shows.
Yeah, this movie launched his, mm-hmm. I guess, somewhat lengthy career.
Dr. Monsignor Larvell Jones. He got himself out of his cuffs.
Oh, nice mash shirt there on that kid.
He starts playing the harmonica. What up? Yeah, that's some serious stash right there.
Sure is.
I have a very horrible quarantine beard going right now. 2 weeks worth is the most I've ever grown. Yeah, so here's our backstory. This troubled youth has a, his father was a cop or whatever, and friends with this cop, and he gives him a choice.
So was Gutenberg in anything before this? Because I think it's the first time I've ever seen him in anything.
I don't know. You know, he's a guy that could really use a Quentin Tarantino script.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I saw him in a movie.
Well, he's been on the Goldbergs, actually, now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he plays a science teacher. And then he's, I don't know, did you watch Veronica Mars when it was on?
A couple episodes.
He was actually a bad guy on that. He was like a corrupt mayor. Who was, actually, what's her face, Jessica Jones's father.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kristen Ritter.
So apparently he started in commercials doing a Coca-Cola commercial.
Ah, yeah, this is his first, like, major role.
Oh, Diner. No, he was also in Diner.
Oh.
I forget. Diner, yeah.
That's right.
But this is, like, his first real, like, main starring role.
Here come the Facklers.
Deborah Jo Scott.
She joins the Academy, I think, what, in 3? I think she becomes a cop.
It's either 2 or, I don't know, it might be number 2. I think it might be Citizen. I think it's the next one.
No, well, 2 is their first assignment. That's the introduction, like Mauser and them.
Maybe it is back. It
and might 3 be. 3 is back in training. And then 4 is Citizens on Patrol. Right? 5 is Miami Beach. And then after that, I kind of lose track.
So Gutenberg last time was Police Academy 3, and then he graduated over to movies like Short Circuit.
Yeah, so
but
6...
But he did Cocoon first, so he was in Cocoon.
So 6 is City Under Siege, and 7 is Moscow.
Oh, so 7.
Yeah, Jesus. So 7 of these fucking things. Yeah. Ooh, Kim Cattrall.
Hachi.
Yes, I think she had... Well, she had already done Porky's by now.
Gym teacher Porky's.
Yes. I see.
Yes. What a great starring role she had in that.
Let's see, that's a movie I gotta get on here. When did that come out? We have Porky's coming out in 81.
Yeah. And I think after this, like, her next big famous one, I think, was Mannequin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably got inspiration from Stripes. So I can see a lot of similarities.
That's probably a pretty good comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at some of these
this fucking guy.
Long hair and hippies. These out of shape dudes.
I love all the fat people. Coming in and people smoking and oh, these two guys. These two jerk offs.
Oh, yes.
there's the leak. There's the, like, what is he, like, the...
Sorry, the chief of police.
Chief of police is like, who are these assholes?
Get away from me, you asshole. Yes, this tackleberry.
This chief.
There's fatigues on and everything, and he's like, yeah, I'm home.
Yeah, this is like his, like, dream life right here. And then there's Mahoney with his one in the oven shirt with the arrow pointing down to his neck. All right, there's this guy, the Don Juan guy, who...
Martin.
Yeah.
Okay, I love Jules.
Like Razor Ramon in this movie.
That's right. Yes. That's some serious beatbox with Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood playing.
Typical 80s jukebox or boombox.
Sure, they're my girlfriends. Mahoney can, you know, if they throw him out, he's free and clear. So that's his plan.
Yeah, his whole plan is to get thrown out because he doesn't want to be here.
Fackler, who drives the whole way here with his wife on the hood of the car. Because his dorkish character gets replaced by Mr. Sweetchuck.
Yeah.
Get that scum.
And there is George Gaines, Punky Brewster's father, or adopted father.
Yeah.
Has a great scene coming up later in the movie.
And they all had Johnsons, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. There were Johnsons as far as the eye could see. Oh, and what a lovely sight there was. Lieutenant Harris, what a prick.
I'm sorry, he's such an idiot, though. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, you all played, do you remember, you've seen Tootsie, right?
Oh, great movie.
He's,
yes,
he's in that. He plays kind of a Lothario, I guess.
Yes. He's the one on the soap opera, like one of the lead actors,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's the handsy guy there.
Yeah, again, probably only four of us that would even remember seeing Tootsie and enjoying
yes.
it.
We don't throw him out, we make him quit. Harris and whatever that thing is called, his little stick.
Harris is an all-time great comedy heel, by the way.
Yes.
So great in these.
Although, I think Mauser kind of supplants him, though.
Oh, Mauser's pretty good, too. I mean, I love Harris, but you're right, Mauser is an all-time
actor. Harris kind of goes down to, like, more like buffoon.
Yeah.
Than real threat of any kind. Mauser's a dick.
What do you call that thing? I don't even know what you call that.
I don't know.
Look at that group.
What a motley crew. Very un-PC here.
And they all hear Hightower.
After he says something not very
racist
friendly.
And he's surrounded by African American, this idiot.
Here's Hooks. Want to be a police officer.
So that's the great thing about Hooks, right? Her character soft spoken, and then she gets mad. She freaks out.
Yeah.
Yell. Yeah.
Don't unpack.
I need to get myself one of those shirts.
Barbara.
I was going to say, Kim Cattrall is very, very hot.
Yes, she is. You live around here. No. What's your telephone number? He wants to see her thighs.
I feel like Kim Cattrall, she's one of two girls in this movie that I find kind of hot. So
I wonder who the other one could possibly be.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure she's coming along here shortly.
Yeah. Get back in line. His dog is running everywhere. The mother's crying. Poor Barbara. Just such a ball buster. Imitates shackles clanking. That's what it says in the captioning. How people are not laughing, is beyond me. Although there is a scene later that's so funny.
There's a few funny scenes coming up.
Yes. Commandant Lasar doesn't even know what he's supposed to be saying.
There she is.
Yes.
With all her glory.
14 weeks. Many, many, many other things.
Leslie Easterbrook.
Oh, yes. She really didn't do much else either outside of this.
She, Laverne and Shirley, I think, was the first time I ever saw her.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. It was. I don't remember if it was before or after this she was on that. And then there's a dog humping the leg.
Princess, more like a prince to me. But he's lying.
He drives around in a golf cart.
Yeah, she hasn't been doing much lately. She was on 24, it says, though.
She was on 24?
Yeah. Maybe she was in a movie, or I don't know.
Oh, I don't remember her being in 24.
The Funny Man in 2001? Here they are. I'm a size 9. Sometimes a size. You get in their uniforms, there's Bubba Smith. The guy's just like, maybe this won't fit.
I think here their head. Oh,
wait. Three dirt bags. Find it, rat face.
Look at those hair. Look at that hair.
Well, I think. Well, I think these guys purposely are supposed to have bad hair.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Just to look douchey, right?
Yeah.
And Mahoney shorts, man. He's wearing Daisy Duke shorts. It's horrible. Wow.
He sent him into the Commandant's house. For important guys like you, I'll wait. Take it all off. The guy's like, I'm not so sure about this. I mean, come on. If you walked in there, you think that was somewhere you're going to get your uniform?
No.
God, I could not. Could you? Have you ever had a crew cut?
I have one. Yeah, when I was younger, I had.
No way. No.
Yeah.
I have such good hair. No.
I have good hair too, but when I was younger, I had a military stepfather. So
that would... He runs into the commandant's wife.
Oh.
Ah, and they both scream.
This guy goes in and gets like one clip of hair or something.
He's like, just a little off the sides, please. You can do that. You should have saved the army, you know. Yeah, well, see, my dad has the classic horseshoe, you know, the bald. My grandfather's bald, my uncle's bald, my cousins on that side are all bald, but thankfully it's from the mother's side, so I have a nice full head of hair.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate with that myself.
So I ain't messing with it anyway, like, shape or form. Mahoney and Tackleberry. Thank you, sir. I've always wanted to live with a nut. My pleasure. You wimps come with me. It's Bubba Smith. Wimps? You're married. So you're new wife. You do a doggy style or what? Tackleberry with the arsenal.
So Tackleberry, I think, meets his wife in one of these future movies.
Yes.
Played by Colleen Camp,
yes.
By the way. Yes.
Who was once hot.
Yes. At one point she was hot.
And then she eats another Colleen Camp.
Yeah, she kind of almost tripled that. Actually.
Yes. She's her and like Kristen Johnson. They're from the hot to whoa.
Yes.
These two guys.
So it's amazing. He's figured out these are the two douchey guys and how to fuck everybody up.
<That's>... Well, I mean, they're, you know, somewhat in shape. They have crew cuts. I mean, if you're going to pick somebody, I guess, to be your moles, that's who you go with.
Exactly. Assassin. But they get their just rewards a little later. Mm-hmm. So
I think Copeland, I don't know. I've seen him in more stuff. I've never seen the other guy in anything.
I've seen a lot of these guys in other stuff. I just, you know, but it's all like early, mid-80s things.
Yeah. Poor Jones. Now they gotta.
It's hard watching this on mute when you want to hear Jones's noises, right?
Let's see. So Brant Van Hoffman is blanks. He doesn't do much. He's on Baywatch Nights.
Which one was on Baywatch Nights?
Blanks, the taller one.
Wow.
Yeah, the other one, Scott Thompson. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Fat guy, Donovan Scott.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 1941.
Oh.
Oh.
I love that movie.
He was one of the fat guys in Olivia Newton-John's Physical video.
Oh, God. Here we go. Introduction to Sergeant Callahan. Just look at her with those lips pursed, with those sunglasses on.
Yeah, those.
Glasses. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at.
And the you know, the jacket zip to just the right height.
A very nice chest.
Yes.
By the way.
Hey, dirtbag. That means you.
The guy in the glasses I've seen a bunch of times, too.
Yeah, Fackler. He's been in some stuff. He calls Copeland Dopeland.
Oh, he said he was on Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I played a rabbi, I guess. I don't watch him.
Oh, Fackler? Yeah, I remember him, yeah. Mm-hmm. He goes to the chubby guy. Go for a nice stroll around campus. He's like, yeah. All right, we're just going to stroll. Move out, maggots. Yeah, right. There we go.
Look at that. There you go.
There you go.
Great looking outfit on.
Yes.
This Easter book there.
Come on, hooks.
And of course, the fat guy bringing up the rear. That would be me in the police academy right there.
Sweating like a pig.
Yeah.
Well, some of them, Fackler's not doing bad. There's Kim Cattrall.
Leslie Easterbrook, I think, would hurt us.
Yes. Yes, I'd be afraid of her.
I don't know if you'd be afraid. I think I'd be in pain.
Lieutenant Harris, like a dad who ran his kids ragged at the park all day. He just loved that they're passed out.
So why does he want everybody to fail?
Well, they have to weed a certain amount of people out, I guess.
Yeah.
And they give him the ones that, like, you know, the squad that I think gets.
Yeah, all the losers, right?
Yeah. There's Jones playing a video game by him, with his hand and voice. And Barbara's passed
out. Look at that man.
Harris is just like, nah, I can't mess with that crazy. Asshole.
Work is what
you are here for. Open up your books.
What the hell?
He's writing some kind of characters on the screen there.
What is he writing?
Examinations. Mahoney's just like, what? You must pass. Plus! Hooks. I'm not sure, sir. We'll learn to use our voice with authority.
She does. Yeah, I don't think I've seen her in a bunch of other stuff.
Nah. I mean, at the time, they were probably like, you know, in guest spots, you know. These would be prime people for Love Boat.
Yeah. These are definitely Love Boat folks.
I love this. He's like, I serve with the airborne. And his best friend's like, what? You've had prior military training, Mahoney. Yes, but not in this life, sir. And he figures out Mahoney's line of shit. What the hell's going on here? I have to see the comment about this. What is that thing he's got there?
I would have killed to have that talent in high school.
Oh my god. I used to answer teachers back in their own voices. Didn't serve me well. Callahan take over. She's like, what?
So no one's allowed in here.
A fish. I wonder how many fish they go through in this whole series with him.
I don't know. I think he's in most of the movies too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have Howard Hessman plays his brother in the next one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched a lot of these in years. I need to go back and watch them.
Yes,
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yes, Bobcat. I'm waiting for Tim to show up on that one.
Yeah,
with his great Bobcat.
Yes.
Well, it's even in Mahoney's file that he can't quit or get thrown out. I can't keep you 24 weeks. I'm sitting there. Did they ever say what city this is?
No, I think it's just some random city in the world. It's like Gotham or something.
Yeah, it's like Gotham. It's like Gotham.
They did a lot of these, like, military comedy. Like, they did Private Benjamin, Stripes. Yeah, it was real popular in the early 80s.
Look at this obstacle course. This actually doesn't look that difficult. Back when I was a little younger and in shape, I could have done this.
That doesn't look like the most sturdy wall. It's
Harrison's microphone and megaphone, I mean. Come on, Hooks. I love this. Sorry, I've teamed to rip my pants. What is that damn thing called?
I don't know. Like a cane that's been broken in half.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh, I'm down.
Bubba Smith.
There goes the wall.
Hightower. Got his shoe polish.
Oh, yeah, this is a good scene coming up with the shoe polish. I want to go.
Yes, with your name on it, too.
Yeah, and what police academy is on the freaking water in that beautiful scenery right there?
Yes. There's actually a Facebook group or a page called Captain Harris's Stick.
Is there really?
Yes.
Does it say what it's really called?
I'm looking that up right now.
Captain Harris's Stick.
So his first name is Thaddeus.
Wow, you're right. There is a Captain Harris. It's called a swagger stick.
A swagger stick.
It's called swagger stick. Okay. Yes. Shorter than a staff or a cane, but yes, swagger stick. Interesting.
And he has it with him the whole time.
Whole time.
You know, Netflix would probably come and call him like for like a show called like Harrison Mouser.
That'd be a great show.
Yeah. I don't know if Art Matrano's still alive though.
I don't think he is.
No? He was so great. He was a
And here's Razor Ramon sneaking over to the girl.
No, he's still alive.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I love him, man. He was Leonardo da Vinci in History of the World. Gangster and going, hey, plenty of things. Yeah, there's Callahan has her eyes on Razor.
Smoking a cigarette.
You know, you're going to have that look on your face when you get a gun. Why'd you go to police academy?
And then there's that Tackleberry. This gun sucks.
Horrible shots.
Terrible.
All of them.
Except for Tackleberry.
It blows away the whole target.
His own gun.
Where'd you get that?
My mom gave it to me. Ah.
My father has a. It's not a real gun. It's like one of those like things you get from the Franklin Mint that looks like that.
There's some people dropping out already. Jesus Christ! Look at that.
That's something.
That's amazing. This is the scene where I say that makes you say she would hurt us.
Yes. Come at me with a knife.
Come at me with a knife. After, yes, you do.
Now.
Oh.
Oh, flips him over.
Beautiful.
What a view.
Everyone's is great.
Who's
this
next?
Year.
Me.
Next, everyone raises their hand.
Start. Copeland cheating off his hat. Mahoney with crayons.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
That's some 80s granny's panties, though.
Yeah, that is. Those aren't granny panties. Those are granny shorts.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, and there's Razor Ramon getting a threesome going right next door. Whoa.
Some naked
tissue.
I don't
remember that.
Yeah. We're going to see a little bit more than that in a minute.
That's what's great about these early 80s comedy. It's like not a comedy unless there's like naked women.
Or like a shower scene. Talking about Porky's.
Yeah, they're all stealing flagrantly from Animal House in the dorm.
It's, there's Mahoney just having a beer, nervous. Watching women in the shower.
Revenge of the Nerds, of course, God. Has to do with this.
Those bottles. Oh, my God. Look at that.
How old does that make you feel?
The only bottle that looks like that today is Red Stripe.
Yes.
Is Harris like, check. Like, what the...
Pointing the gun in his head.
Yeah, Mahoney's like the John Winger of this one.
Yeah.
You're the devil.
You're ruining my chances of training some good men. That could be gods. Have you seen this entourage?
You make me sick.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I make everybody sick.
I mean, Mahoney, it really is a smart aleck prick.
Yes. There you go.
Almost the same exact outfits you wore in Porky's.
Yeah. That's actually back in style nowadays. So.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to see Kim Cattrall in that outfit now, but...
That one, I don't know, she showed everything on Sex and the City, too.
She sure did. In her 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera did a really great impression of her on Saturday Night Live when they did a Sex and the City sketch.
Oh, really?
I just wanted to tell you, ladies, I'm a dude. And Mahoney has a chance to get out, and he blows it.
Yep.
Nobody screws with me.
Maybe you'll be the right girl.
He shoots a
dirty sweat sock in the face.
Especially for people who hate feet.
Yeah, that'd be one of them.
Yeah, that'd be I couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
Oh, right into
Oh, that's like my worst nightmare.
Tackleberry. Jones is shaving with a blade and he's pretending like it's an electric razor.
Yeah, he's definitely not all there.
I think Barbara likes to shit in peace by himself. Taco Perry's working on his abs.
Give me your best shot, hit me. He hits him in the face.
Okay, he goes, yeah, that was fine. Four people have already quit.
Yeah, they were like the extras that you.
They're the no-named extras.
They're all gone. They're like the Star Wars guy or the Star Trek guy that dies.
The red shirt.
Yeah, the red shirt guy. Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, but if it's they're allowed to go off for a party off campus, why does it matter what they do?
Yep.
Yep, here we go. Let's pick on the chubby guy.
Yep. Where's the party? Trying to figure out where the party's at. Oh, I think this leads to okay. Yeah,
yep, you know where this leads
yeah.
to.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
I was trying to be all tough, throw the books out the window, and he misses, or it's got a screen. Tackleberry with his knives.
Easier.
Oh, Winbrow is in pretty good shape.
He sure is.
Let's see. How old was Gutenberg when this came out? So he was born in 58. This came out in 84. Wow, he's only like 26.
Yeah, he's young.
Is that the Blue Oyster?
A fine establishment.
And there's Planks walking in all like tough.
I always remember the music from this bar. It's like the Wyatt, it's like the Village People of the bar.
They get trapped.
It's the Village People.
There's the party on the beach. Tackleberry can play the sax.
Sure can. He's always made like 80s parties on the beat, like the greatest thing ever.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I was a florist, you know, flowers and shit.
Flowers and shit.
Tango.
So for those that have not seen the movie, they con the two assholes. They told them the party was at a bar called the Blue Oyster, which of course is a gay bar with a bunch of men dressed up as the Village People. And now they're tangoing out on the floor with them.
Mostly just the cop and the,
biker. Well, yeah, you're right. It's mostly the biker cop, right? Yeah. Yeah.
There's Jones playing a tennis racket.
There's Razor with the hot girl. Oh.
Lots of hot girls.
Wow. Leopard bikinis. Or no, that's flowers.
Tackleberry.
Wow.
There we go. Here's some more action.
Well, hello there. Tits by the campfire. Way to spend the evening. Waiting for Kim Cattrall to go over there and do tits by the campfire.
I don't think
that's going to happen, no.
Yeah, but these other women do a pretty fine job themselves.
I don't get it. Well, I was okay in Porky's, but not here.
Jack O'Berry. Looks like he can't play his saxophone now.
Yeah, this is a wonderful scene.
That was a bad edit right there, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Because we already saw that woman take off her bikini, and then we see her again with the bikini on.
Oh. Can't at be least we got her to see without it first.
Yeah.
See, I don't understand. Like, he's getting lucky, and she was naked in Porky's, but she can't be naked here?
Well, I'm sure she gets naked. We just don't see it.
Yeah, well, I know, but still. And she's naked all over Sex in the City. You can't get her to keep her clothes on there. Mm-hmm. Archie's. I love the Archie sign in the back.
And they're playing the Shirelles, Will You Love Me Tomorrow.
These guys are police officers in training. They're scared of the biker cops.
And the Blue Oyster Bar actually comes into play several times throughout the franchise.
Yeah, it's a running gag.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy.
Copeland's passed out.
With a biker hat on his head. Oh, it's great.
I hate riding on like a school bus when you're an adult.
I hated riding on it when I was a teenager.
Well, that too. He said, "What's the skinny on what happened over the weekend?"
Nothing really happened, sir.
It was a party, wasn't it? Dancing, sir. Mostly dancing. There we go.
Tackleberry in this scene is amazing.
Yes. I think Barbara's pretty funny too.
Yes.
Yes, but nothing beats Tackleberry.
No, Tackleberry going all Rambo is great.
Hightower. Doing pretty good.
He looks like a badass. He looks like a badass cop, doesn't he?
It was perfect. The gun goes so fast.
And he's just shooting the mom in the picture.
Shoots the little girl. And then everybody but Tackleberry jumps down because he knows he hasn't cocked the gun yet. There you go.
That's a nice little hidden thing right there, by the way. Yeah. Like, that's crazy you caught that because I never would have caught that.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, it is kind of hot.
Yeah.
Tackleberry.
Oh, here we go. Those are some ugly ass glasses.
Yes.
Like Elton John glasses.
Come with me. He tells the.
Look at him. He's walking. Oh, there he goes. Diving in.
He's shooting a guy from backwards.
Wait, do the roll. There you go.
Come on, who didn't want to do that? Tackleberry.
Oh, yeah. Here's the razor back in the girls' dorm. About to have a rude awakening.
Oh, yeah.
Not a rude awakening.
Yeah, like I'm missing your wrestling metaphors here.
Yeah. Okay, it's more of like a great surprise.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Get back here. Maybe you're right, Andy. I think I'd probably get scared too. She said, get back here like that. I'd probably, I'd be done. It's all over.
I can explain. Yes, ma'am. See, every night for weeks. Why haven't you come to see me yet?
Oh. Jesus.
Ma'am, he's doing the walk of shame.
Look at him limping. See, that's what I'm talking about. She fucked him up.
He gave him a walk in the slippers.
Walk of shame, and he's limping. It's great.
There's a cop on the IPD who would give Hightower a run for his money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this dude in South Carolina, this huge, buff dude. Kind of like, almost like Ahmed Johnson, like in his prime.
a big dude.
Yeah.
Look at him. Like, he's all in love with her now. She's like, fuck off.
His hair is sweet. Why do you say hooks? It's a stick up.
No, this is a stick up.
A stick up. Sit down, hooks. Sit. Taco Bell just takes everything to the extreme. That's there before you throw your goddamn nuts off, asshole. We really need to talk. Here goes George Martin. Slipping.
He's like, I'm in love. So literally he got his freaking nuts rocked off and he's in love with her after one time.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Well, yes.
Oh, he's breaking kayfabe.
Yep.
I'm not really George Martin. I'm just playing old George Martin.
Yeah, you're right. He just broke kayfabe.
How many guys use the... probably went to use a Spanish accent after this movie.
Yep. I would have, but I was only 11.
Uh-oh. They're going after Barbara.
Oh, he loves this girl.
What's the hooker?
My favorite moment of the whole movie. Quite the ugly hooker at
yeah,
that.
It's not that. It's not that attractive.
No, not at all.
Hightower looks like pissed that he pulled that thing out. He's like, "What do you want me to do now?"
I tell you what, Bubba Smith was a beast.
So yeah,
built like a rock. Disgusting.
Yeah, she's not the most appealing of a...
Like, who's paying for her?
I mean, they probably don't have a lot of money.
Oh, that's true.
Why is everybody going to Mahoney?
Well, oh, oh.
Yeah, you don't, oh.
It's like Miss Hannigan and Annie. That's what she looks like.
She looks like Miss Hannigan and Annie put together.
Like Carol Burnett and Annie.
Oh. Don't you think Harrison Callahan would smell the weed?
Yes.
Coming out in the sod. Many, many features. Am I doing a podium? Oh, shit.
So he's trying to hide the hooker from Lasard, and now he's got a whole group of guys coming in. He's about to do a speech at the podium that they're hiding under. So imagine 11-year-old Sean watching this and not having any clue whatsoever what's going on here.
Well, the same as 12-year-old Andy, so no idea. So I saw, yeah, I think I saw this on HBO, and I had no idea what the hell.
So she takes the gun out of her. So for context, Punky Brewster's adopted father is getting the blowjob at the podium right now.
His first slide. Very, very interesting thing.
You know, it's like he looks ill in Mahoney. He's like, what's going on? He hasn't seen what she's doing yet.
Yeah, he does fairly well all under the circumstances. Now he's Mahoney. He's like, oh, Jesus.
It's the best scene in the whole movie.
You wouldn't believe it. There's Harris cut away. Let me just slide for a moment. Without comment. Speaks for itself.
This is a scene that got him on Punky Brewster.
Sure. Yes, probably. Totally. The lights, please. He just finished. Well, hope this was as much as fun for you as it was for me. Let's have lunch, shall we? Maybe smoke a cigarette.
You know what's amazing? He doesn't even bother to look under or anything. He just walks right out. Well, he turns around.
Well, he turns around.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. He turns around. And he says, oh, wait, that's right. Never mind. So he turns around. And Mahoney... he sees Mahoney come
out. Mahoney comes out.
And he smiles at him.
Good speech.
I totally forgot about that. Oh, my God. So he walks out thinking Mahoney just gave him a blowjob.
Yes.
Tremendous.
He tried to do the push.
Tremendous.
What are you going to do about Mahoney? Tell you what he's done. He. Very bad thing. He's so out of sorts. It's like somebody slept him on Mickey and not give him a blowjob. Not really. May I go?
Well, you did see his wife earlier coming out of the shower. I'm sure there's not many blowjobs going on for him at home.
And the Lazard home.
Yeah.
They're actually improving.
Hey, look at the fat guy. Got some moves.
Yeah, look at him. He did a little hip toss there. You got Fackler climbing a rope here. There's Hooks.
Gets over the wall.
Callahan's smiling. Now Callahan has a face turn before. I think after this, a
lot of wrestling stigma in this movie.
I know.
Face turns, remote.
She doesn't turn face until the third officially, because I don't think she's in the second one.
Yeah, she's kind of neutral. She's not. Yeah.
Well, she becomes one of them. I think.
Yeah.
It becomes a whole driving. Oh, no, they're going out on a, what is he doing? A little tour.
This car.
Yeah, Mahoney. Harris takes Mahoney just to mess with him. I love a ride in the country. This was in the trailer, I remember, as a kid.
Uh-huh.
Can you get my kitty cat out of the tree? No problem, ma'am. I'll shoot and gravity will take the rest. Take care of the rest.
Shot the cat.
I love this scene. The whole thing is caused by Hooks trying to do traffic.
Yep. What a disaster.
She just stops in the middle, just like, what do I do? What do I do?
You give me that bike.
Official police business. I'm not going to hurt it. This poor Mahoney.
Tremendous right here.
Yes. Oh, and the horse Jesus is like, Christ. What the fuck?
The horse is like looking at him. Oh.
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 Oh. I just, no, no.
Oh, God, the veterinarian. Please.
Harris.
Is it... his hair is all greasy, full of horse shit ass.
Horse ass.
Horse ass shit, whatever.
This is, see, I'm talking about how they can keep a straight face.
Yeah. I mean, told... could you?
No.
I mean, I could.
You told no one. Not a soul.
And then, of course...
They're all trying so hard not to break. You can see them shaking.
Michael Winslow here is the greatest.
They all laugh. Poor George Martin. Tackleberry has even got a smile. Callahan. Oof. Yeah, and everybody goes to Mahoney. Hightower hasn't driven a car since he was 12.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to drive.
Yeah, but he was driving when he was 12. That's the point of the line. A lot of very un-PC lines in this movie. It's got a Confederate flag license plate. That would be persona non grata.
Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
Nah. Hightower can't get in the car.
Jesus.
Let's move the seat back. Hightower just rips out the front seats. Is that a Honda Civic? What is that? That pizza place is open at 3 o'clock in the morning? Wow.
It'd be New Orleans. New York City.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the city doesn't look that nice, though, by that, where the Academy is. Well, the Academy could be in, you know, some part of the Bronx, maybe. It's on the water. Yeah, that's true. Gotta look for the... I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
I doubt it's New York City. But they never said where it was located, right?
No. Stop. Why didn't you hit the brakes? You didn't tell me to. You bastard, you dumb shit. He sees Hightower, oh, like, nope.
Shit. It was filmed in Toronto.
Oh. Well, yeah. But...
The academy itself was the site of an old psychiatric hospital.
Hey, they're in Copeland's car, so, man, you know, they get the license plate. His ass that gets in trouble.
What an ugly ass car that is.
Man, it,
like the car my mom had when I was a kid.
Almost looks like the Mirthmobile.
Yeah.
From Wayne's World.
Yeah, very similar.
Almost feel like Waylon Jennings is supposed to speak now. Because the Dukes of Hazzard. Well, them boys going to be in trouble now.
Well, you're in the right time frame.
Yeah.
Well, he's killing it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wheels are smoking everything. Not bad. Hooks. You're next.
This is a disaster.
Yes.
You know, Kim Cattrall, she doesn't really have a whole lot to do in this movie, does she?
She's a romantic interest, I guess. Well, no, later on she does. She has a role.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And there's Hook singing, Santa Claus is coming to town while she's driving.
But from like from a scene standpoint, she doesn't have a whole lot going on in the early part of it.
No. Yeah. She squeals going through the water. Well, he shouldn't have had his feet on the line.
That's right.
Sure of my feet. That's not something you're very nice to say. And Harris knows immediately. He's like, oh shit.
Well, like, really? He should be thrown out of the academy. Like, what are we doing? You
can't... Yeah. And Jones is just sitting there.
When he just turns the car over like Braun Strowman. Except I'm sure with a jack on the other side of it lifted it. Oh.
You messed up big, mister. Wouldn't somebody at a higher rank be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
You don't throw that guy out. Unless he kills somebody.
Well, the guy in the car should get his ass thrown out.
That's true. But he's one of Harris's bitches, so. There's his car. Mahoney.
Huh? Well, it's not like it's a great car to begin with.
I know, man. I was going to say. Like, I mean, you know, you get...
Like, what did you lose? I mean, it's...
You get the insurance money. Mahoney looks very upset, right?
I would just want to beat the shit out of these two assholes.
Yeah. That'd be a matchup. Could actually get thrown out, you know.
Uh-oh.
You don't put mashed potatoes on a man's uniform. Oh. Oh, damn. Barbara goes extreme.
Yep. ECW right there.
Blank just cold clocks him.
Oh, he just suplexed him over the table.
Barbara's out like a light. Through the first punch. Barbara did. Even Harris is like, Barbara! He's out of here. I mean, and that dog. I don't know how he's protecting Barbara. He's like, Blanks, come on.
Hey, he wants Mahoney out.
My little pissant. This is all on the same day, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess we're at Hightower and Mahoney in the same day. That's pretty impressive.
It is impressive.
Too bad, so sad. Bye bye. It's one of my favorite things to say to people.
Such a dick.
That's Fackler.
Oh, here we go. Like the big grand finale of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cops should not be that much of a wimp here with three guys looking into his car. Thanks. He throws the apple out.
Oh, and it starts a whole ordeal. This is crazy. Fucking throws an apple, and now he starts this whole freaking town-wide riot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a jukebox down the road.
This is actually a very well choreographed, chaotic finale to this movie.
Turn of events, yeah.
Yes.
Free TVs. Look at those TVs. Oh, God. Oh. These TVs are humongous.
Oh, yeah.
There's a riot going on.
Yeah. There's an old lady standing there all by herself. And those TVs are something.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff is something, that furniture.
Oh.
Here comes Jones with his helicopter. A riot downtown. I don't know. Who knows how these things are? Why does he have a briefcase with him when he's in a cop? What the hell is going on with Barbara and Copeland over there?
Oh,
yeah. Jones, was that you? No. Have you ever been in a riot?
No, I've never been in one.
I have. It's not fun. Really? It's not fun. There was a riot up at University of Hartford when I was a freshman. It was right before Rodney King happened. There was I think a couple of friends of mine actually got arrested earlier in the night. They threw a jar. I don't know if they were high or whatever. They threw a jar out a window at a pizza delivery guy, and it hit the ground, and then it shattered, and a piece of glass hit his leg. So he called the police on them. They got arrested. So we're in my room trying to figure out how to get them out of jail, and all of a sudden all these cop cars come flying on campus. And apparently there was a rugby party that got out of hand, and our, you know, public safety couldn't break it, and they called West Hartford police, and I guess somebody slipped, and their hand, like when they tripped, their hand went on the officer's gun, and the officer down call went out. So like cops from like four towns came in. Off campus converged. People were just acting crazy, and then the stadies came and started beating people with their billy clubs. It was, not a fun scene.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite the thing. And we got my friends out of jail, and later on that night. But there was parallels because there was footage of people like had camcorders of, and there was cops smacking a kid in like cuffs. Yeah, it was bad that night.
That sounds good.
Gotta send them down there, and there's Mahoney disguised.
I know when there's a riot, this would be the crew I'd want out there to save me.
That's true. It's amazing that, you know, we see Hightower. Now, is this all like the same day that Hightower gets Mahoney get tossed?
Yeah, I think it's all the same day.
You see Hightower like already back at the florist shop. Were they holding his job for him or something?
Yeah, the time frame, it's a little confusing, right? It's like...
Here's Jones. Tackleberry's just
walking down the street like he's Clint Eastwood.
Fackler. Just fine, thanks. They're in the wrong spot. They're supposed to be not close to the riot. All the real cops are getting out.
Yep.
There's George Martin hitting on a Japanese chick. My car's stereo. It's a Sony. He's walking around with a TV. And they're just having to be the riot.
Behind them. You're so fucked. It's like, oh shit.
Holy shit. I've got to go now. Oh, man. Another group of rioters. He runs through. Jesus. Gotta get that cardio in.
Why are these people so angry?
I don't know.
Someone threw an apple at their head.
They don't even know that's how it started. Coming out, Lassard is down. What'd you give me fixing? Not good. It's very, very, very bad.
Oh, that's not good.
Nah.
And here comes the great, this is a great scene too.
Yes. Because, you know, people are going to listen.
Well, they will after this.
Threatened for arrest. He gets them to disperse.
That was flagrant. You look at the car he's driving, it wasn't Lassard at all. It was just random stunt driver. That was totally obvious. I love that.
And there's Hightower already back being a florist.
Harry Chest Hightower clipping flowers.
You know, flowers and shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like weird how the time, it's weird. It doesn't really make sense, does it?
Lassard did not pass the driving part, I guess.
Why are they conveniently, they end up right where Hightower's at, right?
Why are they throwing their helmets out, too? I never understood that.
And then there's these two assholes taunting people behind the fence.
Want some of this? Until there's no more fence. He just takes their guns. Has their names on them.
Now they have guns.
They're trying to get away. Grand Tour. Far.
And here we are. Do, 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 do. I think it's fun there.
Being chased by rioters. Who are you? Passing you now, sir.
Holy shit.
I guess the cops are not seen favorably in this place.
Apparently not.
Get the cops. There's Fackler. Pretty much disguised now. That bad jacket and hat. I actually love this scene with Barbara. He runs into his old friends. That threw him off the bridge earlier in the movie. Well, it was Leslie Barber, the police officer. What's Leslie to do? Well, right in the nuts. You haven't seen that kind of a billy club use since The Big Boss Man.
Yeah, but check him out. Yeah, check him out. He's on. Yeah. He's kicking their ass.
He just fucks them up.
Big Boss Man accurate description there, too.
Yeah. It's our furniture. Oh. Sorry. It's just a little higher.
Look at his ass hat with his new suit.
Yes. That was a pretty good shot. Take out the walkie. She's probably in this movie just to be the damsel in distress.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Ooh, got her pinned down. Fucking A. Look, up there. See? That looks like Harris up there. Should we shoot back? Lassard's thinking. Lassard doesn't like Harris either.
Who does?
That's true.
Nobody does.
Well, Proctor, later on.
Well, yes, Proctor.
Proctor! Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Hooks is going rogue.
Mahoney needs business.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody knows Mahoney's been booted, except for Harris and Blanks, I guess.
Yeah.
Coming at the sod.
Mahoney going full Starsky and Hutch.
Pretty much, yeah. I didn't realize the kid, the show when I was a kid. I've seen the movie a bunch of times.
Yeah, I watched the show a couple. I mean, it's like all the old late 70s, early 80s cop shows.
Yeah. The movie was kind of funny.
Yeah. The show wasn't. If you watch the show, it'd be boring. It's kind of like Chips, if you ever watch Chips.
I just always remember the episode where they pulled over H.R. Puff and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Harris just can't get away from this guy.
Big in the 80s action hero.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, at least we got Thompson free.
Yep.
Hmm. The guy that buoys you, what should I? Should I save him?
Yep.
Nothing comes to mind. Comes the florist. I don't know. It should be like DTA. Don't trust anybody.
Yep. I love the music. The music at Police Academy is so good.
Look at Harris. I never noticed that before. Harris is like, I shoot that one. Wham! Oh, man. He nails him good.
Oof.
Down the stairs. Oof. Looks like cadet revolvers. And he's got a third gun. And there's Hook's very big.
Dirt bag.
The cops finally took control, and there's Lazard walking out all confident.
Lazard's like, yep, I handled this. I got it.
Callahan with the smack on her lips there.
Tackleberry's all pissed off because he got no action.
He's banging his head in the car. What's wrong with this man? It was gunplay, sir, and he missed it. Here we are. Graduation's about to start.
The guy with the mustache.
That is some serious stash action. You don't see stashes like that often.
Sure don't. This woman bothers you.
Yeah, that's my mother. Oh, carry on. We know who is the upper hand in that relationship with Callahan and Martin. Oh, and Ian Thompson making out under the bleachers.
Oh, he's all happy that he's making out with a woman.
Yeah. Those are kind of cheap chairs there for up this guy. He looks under the podium.
Yep.
So many.
Yeah, well, what's up with the graduation with the lawn chairs? I know. It's pretty terrible.
Yeah. Two cadets are receiving the police warrant here. Hightower with a great speech after he gets his award.
Get it over his head.
Have a little trouble there getting the mill on there.
Mahoney likes fucking with him. I think it's hilarious. Totally fucking with him right now. Look at him. That's great.
A few short remarks. There you go. Thanks. That was very, very, very good. He thanks everybody. Madam Mayor, Mr. President, as long as the Pope, the King of Norway. There's the busted hooker. Now, how did Lestar know which hooker to go out and get?
I think that's awesome. What a great movie.
Yes.
Great way to end it, too. Mahoney getting a blowjob. Happy ending.
And we see the graduates here. Yep. They show like a close up on each one of them, I think. Quite the graduating class. There's Mrs. Fackler.
Yeah.
Tufts. Leaf credits.
Tufts. Wow, they actually have a role for Tufts.
Street thug.
Quite the ensemble cast here. Our patrons. Martin's babies.
This Tackleberry. I mean, Marvell Jones. In fact, they're getting it wrong through the end. There's Harris. Like the, I don't know, is he more Sergeant Hulk or is he more like John Larroquette from Stripes?
I don't know. Larroquette, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was a fun movie. I finally got to watch.
Yeah, nobody else wanted to watch it, but you know what? Fuck them. Yeah. That was a good movie.
All right. Not sure when this is going up, but anything you want to promote there, Sean?
At the time of this recording, I just did a great debate with you, Scott, and Lee.
Yep.
And I have two upcoming pods I'm recording this week. So yeah, I'll have more coming up in the future, and like I guess as I close all these out with, continue to be the new podcast to work for.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes there's a changing of the guard, so to speak, and new voices come up, and then we're very incestual here at Please Be Nation. As for me, check out all my shows, Regular Laughing Theater. By the time you hear this, probably the latest Pop Goes the Classics Disney series I'm doing with Miranda and Chad will be up. We're talking about 1940s Fantasia. Like Sean said, great debate. What else we have? Look out for new shows, new episodes of my wrestling shows coming within the next few weeks. I have the next episode of The Evolution Of and the next episode of Great Debate Wrestling. Both will be hitting at the end of April, beginning of May over on Wrestling Feed. So check out the website, PleaseMeNation.com, all of our social media. Don't forget, check out the wrestling feed, as well as the North-South Connection and the Jenny Position feeds. All great content all around on many of these feeds that we are PleaseMeNation or our associates. So I want to thank Sean Kidd for joining me tonight, watching Police Academy. And we'll talk to you next time on the next episode of Laughing Theater. Well, it's actually Laughing Isolation Theater. Take care, everybody.
Okay. Oh God.